Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my cricket coach, Jeremy Zakas. Now, cricket is coming to America, I'm told, and therefore it's necessary to act as if you know what's going on. It doesn't really resemble baseball much, and it's played either over 5 days or five different days, depending on the weather, or in 3 hours, the T20. It does have specialized language that is not understandable the first, second, or third time. And then every once in a while, a metaphor comes in and you get completely lost and go back to the beginning. So first, I want to be excited. Australia defeats South Africa. That was a good thing, right, Jeremy?
That was, John. In fact, it was the first time we've defeated South Africa since 2005-2006, so the summer of 2005-2006. So for us to beat South Africa finally after all those years, this was huge. This was really massive, John.
And all Australia celebrated. And then there was the attention to the wounded players for Australia, especially a bowler. However, here's the paragraph that first threw me. Jeremy's going to translate. It was only after he attempted to feel the shot played back to him with his injured finger that he really got fired up, snarling at De Bruyne for taking liberties at the non-striker's end when backing up, warning him twice to get back in his ground. What's going on here, Jeremy?
All right, so what's happening here, John? Basically, the non-striking end is the bowling end, and what's happened here is the bowler has basically bowled the ball down to the batsman, and what's happened is the batsman, who's got a very controlled batting posture and batting style, has actually fired the ball straight back at the bowler, which is a deceptive and not deceptive, more a scare tactic to try and, you know, put the bowler off their game, to make them sort of slow down their balls and try to not get them out. So it's very much, you know, one of those psychological things. But then what the bowler did in this case was threw two more balls down that were much faster, bounced much closer to the batsman's foot as kind of a warning. So it's almost like firing a warning shot saying, hey, you know, I know what you're doing. You're trying to hit the ball basically at my head. If you do that, I'm going to bowl directly at you and try and hit your head as well. So again, we're coming into this kind of aggressive territory, which we call body line, where you try and get the ball to actually hit the player. Or in some ways, we're talking about what the British have been doing, which is their baseball concept of being really aggressive all the time and having a lot of energy, and it will throw both sides off. So that's what we're seeing here, John. We're basically seeing, I guess you say, the first salvos in what's going to be a very aggressive set.
All right, now this paragraph. After the first warning, he unleashed, I'm presuming this is the bowler, unleashed a ferocious in-swinging Yorker with no Y, lowercase y, Yorker, that caught the toe of Airwee, the batter, who was given out LBW on review. What?
Yes. Now, John, the Yorker is a style of bowling. In cricket, there's a lot of styles of bowling. You can have a bouncer, which is basically a ball that will hit the floor of the cricket pitch and bounce high towards the batsman. You'll have basically a straight ball, which will just come straight down towards the batsman that can swing and hit it. But a Yorker, what it actually is kind of like a curveball in baseball in some ways, in that it's designed to actually bounce. And as it bounces, it will actually move right or left. And based on what the bowler's done with the spin on the ball as they've bowled it down the pitch, we'll tell you which way it goes. What happened in this case, though, was the Yorker was very aggressive. So it came down, it bounced basically on the toe of the batsman. So it was almost a full length actual sort of toss of the ball. But as it did so, it actually spun to the right. And when it did so, what it did is it spun up, hit the batsman on his forward leg, which is basically the leg that's facing, I guess, ahead of the other leg. And in cricket, because his leg was in front of the middle stump, it was an automatic out. So unlike in baseball, where if you hit, you get a walk to first base, in cricket, if the ball actually hits your forward leg and if it's in front of the middle stump, you get what's called LBW, which is leg before wicket. And the reason that's an out is because if you're basically having a really bad day at the crease as a batsman, so you're not able to get on the ball, if you just plonk your leg with basically all this padding in front of the wickets, nobody can get you out. So they penalize you if you get hit. But the bowler knows that if they can actually swing the ball in, regardless of you wanting to try and put your leg in the way or not, you'll actually get them into a situation where the batsman will have the leg in front of the middle wicket and will instantly be out, which is what happened here. So it's a very, very cunning way to get somebody out.
Ah, I think I understand. There are some rules here that are new to me. Now we do this. With a long tail, South Africa needed everything to go perfectly in the middle to have any chance of batting out the day. So when Themba Bavuma took a very ill-advised single to run out Kaya Zondo after an excellent pickup and throw from Travis Head, the wheels looked wobbly. Okay, Jeremy, go ahead.
All right, so starting with the long tail. The long tail is just talking about the overall match. So South Africa had not had a good match. A tail, if you imagine a tail on any animal, it drags them back. It holds them back, really. It's extra weight there. So in this case, South Africa hadn't had a good start. So the long tail meant that they had had a lot of people out in quick succession and were very much trailing behind Australia. So they had to get it right in the middle batting order, which was the first part of really where they were starting this whole sequence. But then what the single part reference was basically that the bowl that had come down to the South African player was, I guess you could say, not the best to be hit, but the South African player, on ill advice of his own sort of mental accord, decided to take a swing at it and hit a bad ball, basically. He was hitting a ball that, you know, probably should have left it go by. It would have been completely harmless and he wouldn't have got out. But because he took a swing at it and he hit it in such a way that it went straight to a fielder and then made the mistake of trying to get a run off it as well at the same time, that fielder was then able to get the ball back to the crease and get that batsman out. So basically by taking an ill-advised swing at a ball that was just completely really unhittable, he got himself out in a very silly error sort of a way. And it was in the middle of this part of the game when really South Africa should have been playing safe just to get runs on the board. So that's what that was about, John. And I guess if you try and explain it, as I have, you can see it's actually quite a long-winded story. But if you put it down into jargon, you know, you can get it away with a sentence or two.
All right. So what we have here is a victory for Australia over South Africa. Any particular revelations about the way Australia played? Because they had been struggling with T20. Is this a different contest for them, or did they change the personnel? Why were they so successful?
Yeah, this is interesting, John. I think what had happened is that Australia, in short, had basically set up the team to be one of their absolute peak performing teams, because with the history of having not beaten South Africa since 2006, we expected, again, that we could potentially lose. And we didn't want that, you know, just 12 months out of the next Ashes series, which is happening in December this year. And you know, after Australia had had a couple of really weak moments in cricket over the last few months where we hadn't won against England and against a lot of our own foes. So the Australian side was very strong. And I think for whatever reason, the South African side just couldn't get into the feel for the ball. They just couldn't quite get it together. So this strong Australian side matching with this maybe not so good South African side created a perfect storm where, you know, Australia really was going to walk over them. But I must admit, too, it had a very similar feeling to the Ashes test last year, where we had a very similar thing where going into it, we thought we couldn't beat the British as easily as we ended up doing. We thought they would be much stronger foes, but the Australian team, because they're expecting to lose, tried so much harder and actually did so much better and walked all over the British. So I think we had a very good Australian side, but maybe it's our own, the way that we deal with things on the Australian side is really what's winning these games.
Are you encouraged about this good show against South Africa? Does this mean good things for the rest of the season?
It certainly does. As long as nobody else gets injured from the Australian side, as long as we continue to keep our heads, what it showed was that we can not only bowl really aggressively and very finitely too, we use some very, very tricky tactics, I guess you could say, to get the South Africans out, but our batting order was very strong too. We got a lot of runs on the board quickly and we could sustain that momentum. So you know what, John, for probably the first time in a long time, I can, you know, pretty safely say, I think we've got a strong Australian side, just as long as they don't hurt themselves.
Jeremy Zakas, my cricket coach. Cricket's coming to America. I want to be able to understand what a Yorker is when I hear it. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, where it's been raining for a year, and we can only look to another strange year in 23 about climate. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.